This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on cabinet decisions. The participants are Vinay Kumar, political analyst, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Sri Vinay Kumar, a political analyst, who would be discussing about the announcements made by the Honorable Union Minister, Sri Ashwini Vaishno, at a cabinet meeting on August 28 on the development of greenfield industrial smart cities, railway infra projects, agri-infra fund, hydroelectricity projects, and the setting up of private FM radio stations across the country. Sir, a warm welcome to you on the program.
Thank you.
I would like to begin by asking you about the role of the National Industrial Corridor Development Program, which is responsible for building 12 greenfield industrial smart cities for an investment by the government to the tune of 28,602 crore rupees, primarily for manufacturing. And they aim to attract investment of 1.53 lakh crore rupees from this development itself. Could you tell us what has led to this decision by the government to increase the scope of manufacturing in the country?
This decision of approval of 12 industrial smart cities to spur investments with outlay of nearly 28,602 crores, as you pointed out. This is in line with budget announcements which Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had made in her budget speech on July 23, wherein she had said that the government will facilitate development of investment-ready plug-and-play industrial parks with complete infrastructure in or near 100 cities in partnership with the states and private sector by better using town planning schemes. So 12 industrial parks under the National Industrial Corridor Development Program also will be sanctioned. She had pointed out that at the time she had made this announcement in the budget. So this approval by the Union Cabinet is in line with that for the 12 industrial smart cities in 10 states to boost domestic manufacturing with an estimated investment of more than 28,000 crores. So these projects are designed to attract foreign FDI, foreign direct investments, from countries such as Singapore and Switzerland, and they aim to foster an industrial ecosystem by facilitating investments from both large industries as well as micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, which our Commerce Minister, Mr. Piyush Goyal, also told media persons at the briefing yesterday. So the projects span across 10 states and 6 major industrial corridors, which will create a necklace of industrial cities along the Golden Quadrilateral. And the chosen cities for this industrial projects are Khurpia in Uttarakhand, Rajpura, Patiala in Punjab, Dighi in Maharashtra, Palakkad in Kerala, Agra and Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh, Gaya in Bihar, Zahirabad in Telangana, Porvakol and Koparthi in Andhra Pradesh, and Jodhpur Pali in Rajasthan. Piyush Goyal was saying that Singapore and Switzerland have shown keen interest in dedicated industrial spaces. And the government also plans to partner with Invest India for marketing these projects, and special purpose vehicle SPV will be established to implement these parks with 3 years completion timeline, that is by 2027. So Nirmala Sitharaman's finance minister's announcement during the Union Budget speech, in which she had outlined a plan to sanction these 12 industrial parks under this NICDP scheme. So that is in line with the government decision. And incidentally, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also yesterday presided over a meeting of monitoring mechanism of Pragati, where he monitors implementation of such programs, and he told his cabinet colleagues also that he is relying upon them to implement all the guarantees which the government has promised before this year's election. So I think this is a decision which is laced with ramifications of long-term nature, and which will also be able to create direct, indirect employment opportunities close to 40 lakh for 40 lakh persons. So it will be a big boost not only for job sector, but also for manufacturing and for attracting investments. As you know, land acquisition has been a very thorny issue. So the government has tried to dwell upon that issue also, so that investors don't face this problem. And state government have not been able to come up with industrial parks because of the lack of land acquisition plans or lack of investment. But here, the center has stepped in, and the central government, the union government, will provide all the facilities at concessional rates to the states. So I think it will be a big step towards boosting not only investments but also manufacturing facilities in all the large, medium and small enterprises.
What is the nature of manufacturing that is being promoted? Is it advanced manufacturing? Are they targeting auto, defense and capital goods industries, or does it cover every type of manufacturing sector?
These will be basically not very high-tech, very advanced manufacturing, but as Commerce Minister said, it will be a mixture of both large anchor industries as well as micro, small and medium enterprises, which is the strength and backbone of our country. And these industrial smart cities will also be linked to boosting domestic manufacturing such as interiors like Agra and Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. But also some of these slots have been given to those places which are nearer to, which have close proximity to the ports, so that manufactured goods can be easily exported. So I think this will be a big boost for manufacturing and export of these goods to promote exports and to attract investments from abroad.
The greenfield industrial smart cities and other parts of the economy, the three railway infra projects where you have a 121 kilometer line for the Jamshedpur Purulia Asansol corridor, the Sardega Balmunda new double line, the Barga Road Nawapara Road new line. These infra projects has an outlay of 6,456 crore rupees. How do you see the railway infra projects coming out?
This is also in line with the government's stress on the development of railway infrastructure and laying out of new railway lines and improving the connectivity between these corridors. Like you mentioned, this Purulia Asansol, and Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav, our railways minister, also pointed it out that this Jamshedpur Purulia Asansol is an important corridor because it will connect Delhi Howrah and Mumbai Howrah corridor. So this will not only improve the transportation of industrial goods, but improve the passenger movement also. And because of the shift of cargo transportation to the railway in place of road, we will save nearly 72 crore kg of CO2 emissions. And this will be a big saving. And Mr. Vaishnav pointed out that this is equivalent to planting 3 crore trees. So this project cost on this line will be about 2,170 crore. This will be, I think, a big encouragement for railway. And on Bargarh Road, Nawapara Road, new line, Mr. Vaishnav said, this is also a very important project because Bargarh district is the rice bowl of Odisha. And in many ways, the food production in Odisha is as high as that in Punjab and Haryana. And this new line has been approved considering population, goods and other factors. And it is also in the vicinity of world famous Narsingh Nath temple, which will promote cotton, sambalpuri, handloom, sari textile products. And the cost of that project will be about 2,926 crores. So overall, if you see what Ministry of Railways said yesterday was that 14 new stations will also be constructed under these projects, and it will provide connectivity to about 1,300 villages and benefit a population of about 11 lakh. So these agriculture products, transportation of commodities such as fertilizer, coal, iron ore, steel, cement, limestone, which are the result of the Prime Minister's Gati Shakti National Master Plan. So these are the essential routes for transportation of these commodities. And if you see, many of these areas also fall in the LWE areas, left-wing extremism affected regions. So in a way, it will be boosting the pace of development in these far-flung areas. So I think this was a much needed and much neglected area where the railway ministry has got this approval from the cabinet to go ahead with these new projects over 7 districts in Odisha, Jharkhand, Bengal and Chhattisgarh. So it's an important decision of the cabinet, I think.
Vinay Kumar ji, there also reports that oil imports will get a boost via this logistics means.
If the logistics and the infrastructure connectivity and linkages are strong, there will be no time lapse in import of oil through the ports because the oil we get in big tankers through ports. So the railway lines, if they provide the last mile connectivity till our ports, and as we were discussing about the new industrial smart cities, some of which will be located near ports. So this will also be an area which will facilitate such imports, not only oil, but other imports as well.
Tell us about the Agri Infra Fund. It's targeted towards credit guarantee, which is something that businesses require, especially when it comes to imports and exports, and integrated secondary processing. Are we talking about food processing here?
What the cabinet has approved on Wednesday, it has expanded the scope of 1 lakh crore rupee agriculture infrastructure fund, which is AIF scheme. It aims to make it more attractive as part of its objective to, I think, strengthen farm-related infrastructure facilities in the country. And this progressive expansion in central sector scheme of financing facility under the agriculture infrastructure fund to make it impactful and inclusive will go a long way. And this is a significant move to enhance and strengthen the agriculture infrastructure in India and support the farming community. And the government has announced a series of measures to expand the scope of this AIF scheme. So these initiatives, I think the cabinet statement said that these initiatives aim at expanding the scope of eligible projects and integrate additional supportive measures to foster a robust agriculture infrastructure ecosystem, which is the infrastructure in the field of agriculture is very important because to complete the entire ecosystem, because the agriculture produce goes to a number of units, a number of areas across the country, and food processing industry is also supported by this infra ecosystem in agriculture sector. So this will, I think, be a significant step for the farming community.
There were some additional points which were also covered, which is hydroelectricity projects in the northeast, and there is going to be equity support to the states. How is that different from financing hydroelectric projects there?
In northeastern states, we have great potential for generating hydropower projects. So the government will give the equity support of nearly 4,136 crore. And over the next 8 years, it will facilitate the capacity of power generation to the tune of 15,000 megawatts. So this is one area, I think, where the potential of northeastern states in producing hydroelectric power will be tapped. And Prime Minister has said that Purvodaya se desh ka udaya, the country will develop and progress. If the eastern side rises, the country will also develop. So that is the vision of Prime Minister Modi. And this is expected to be spent by April 2032. So this equity support for hydro project with total capacity of 15,000 megawatts will be a long drawn project, I think, aiming till 2032. So the fruits will be for us to reap for that northeastern region. In the years to come, we will see the expansion of this.
So the ownership of the hydroelectric projects would be between the center and the state in terms of equity participation?
Yeah, I think so. This is the plan of action. But as final details come in only when, then we can discuss the final points about equity support for hydro projects. Because these are all highly capital intensive projects where you need big capital. So the central support is very, very crucial for such projects.
Well, finally, since this is a radio program, there's also going to be the setting up of private FM radios across 234 cities for which e-auctions for 730 channels. How do you see this in terms of benefiting local content in the mother tongue and, of course, employment for media persons?
This aims at enhancing local content, creating employment opportunities, and also strengthening the government's outreach, especially in under-reserved regions, which are far from regions, such as in Chhattisgarh and in other places where there is no such reach. So we will have nearly 234 new cities with an estimated reserve price of 784.87 crore, which the government will e-auction. And this decision is also part of the Information and Broadcasting Ministry's 100-day program, because the efforts have been to hold e-auctions for the third batch since 2018. And the former IMB minister, Mr. Anurag Thakur, had said that 808 FM radio stations will soon be e-auctioned across 284 cities. Right now, India has about 388 FM radio stations in 113 cities across 26 states and union territories. So the ministry says that UP has been assigned maximum of the 234 uncovered cities, that 32 stations have been sanctioned. So it will fulfill also the demand for private FM radio and offer content in local languages. So communication and outreach and employment opportunities will be the hallmark of this expansion.
Well, thank you, Vinay Kumar Ji, for talking to us in detail about the announcements made by the Honorable Union Minister Ashwini Vaishno at a cabinet meeting on August 28. Thank you so much, sir, for being with us on Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on cabinet decisions. The participants were Vinay Kumar, political analyst, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.